about that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, I go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this May 5th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we know how we get down right here at Truth Nation. On Mondays, let's get the miracle minister, Kevin, on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing very well, my good and favorite brother who swept the awards over the weekend. All right.
We was competing. We was in there. You know, we got to represent from the north. We got to represent from the north side.
That's right. That's right. You did a good job, man. I see you had too much hardware. You had to open up hardware store there.
Hey, look, I'll tell you this, you know, to be recognized as one of the best in the state of Wisconsin when it comes to broadcasting, that's powerful. That's powerful. But yeah. All glory to God.
Just beginning it. Absolutely. You know, he called you, he equipped you, and he gonna show up. You know, that's the main thing too, the authority. Always give God his glory. You know, I know a lot of times we want to take it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we ain't put ourselves in this situation. I ain't did nothing to get myself off the ground. Right. It's all God. So we always got to give God the glory for what he's done. Because if you keep taking it from somebody, never tell them thank you for it, never give them the recognition of what they done, they may want to hold back the next time. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
I say this.
Give the glory to God.
We honor God every first show of the week with the Monday prayer.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that, reverencing, yeah. Understanding that the Lord has to be a part of that journey. So I do it, you know, you've been doing it forever, you know, since I started the show. So what I'm saying is this is,
right.
You know, you got to be the example of what you want to see, but also you got to take God with you.
Right. And I think last week we were talking about your first fruits. You know, you said you're always the first of the week. And you offer God your first fruits. You don't give him something that was laying on the ground or
right.
Some little extra you got. Hey, I got extra. You know, you offer him your first fruits, your first lead, you know, like your first sheep that you may have born, you offer that to God. It's like Abraham was offering up his first son, mm-hmm. Isaac, up to God. You know, you offer up your first and your best, not just whatever you can spare. And that's what you start off the week. First thing I want to do is honor God. That's terrific.
Hey, I don't know why I don't know why you wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't, you should understand what I'm talking about.
You should.
If you smell what I'm cooking.
You should.
All I'm saying is this is just only the right thing to do. But at the same time, you know, I say this. When I started this journey, as far as like in the community, this was something that I felt that God wanted me to try to tackle. And then when I got into my career – and broadcasting, you got to realize that we only been around for 4 years now, and I've been nominated 11 times and won 5 first place awards.
There you go. That's the first fruits coming in first. You know, and it's not going to just be the first fruits. You're going to offer up fruits all during the week. I know you'll stop the prayer just on Monday. We pray all through the week because I know Friday was a pretty stressful time. And listen to that mother that was on here. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody had to throw up a prayer there, you know, just hearing her cry out for the safety and well-being of her son, you know. So you have to keep praying. Let's not just pray on Monday and call it good. We got to pray all through the week because our enemy is always going to be out there.
I agree.
Trying to kill, steal, and destroy.
Well, the thing is, like I said, to those that know what prayer is, to those that really know that prayer changes things, that's a powerful thing to understand. But as we move on, faith without works is dead. So you have to work. You have to have prayer, but you have to actually get to work. And then God will do his job as God to step in and do what he said he was going to do, because he asked you to follow the principles. There is a formula to it. It's a formula to how to get things done.
In everything he do, God is a God of order. So there's an order in which you have to go through things. You don't just pop up and say, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, sometimes that may work, but there's times like even disciples couldn't do certain things. And Jesus told them, it comes through prayer and fasting. You can't just pop up on the scene and think you could do everything. You know, some things you got to put some work in for it. And not just, okay, I got the faith to do it. But faith is good, but it ain't going to stand by itself. Like you say, you got to have some work too. Got to put the work in.
Hey, and also salute to you, Minister Kevin. I got the word that you're starting to drive your vehicle. You taking the first steps in driving your Jeep after you were gunned down while, you know, driving Uber over a year ago.
First step, I took one step. I don't know if all of them, how many more steps you think I'm taking. it was an awesome experience. You know, I was just trying to drive 3 minutes down the street to get the oil change and back, and that didn't seem to work out because I got to the oil change place and they said, oh, we don't have your filter. So now I got to go to an auto parts store and get a filter and come back. And then they can't find the filter. I'm 20 minutes looking for the filter. Like, y'all sure y'all do this for a living?
Oh, wow.
The filter here? Because I got the car show up to you in 5 seconds. Hey,
you went to the place with no real sign on it. They ain't had no logo on it. They had to, they had somebody write it in marker. Welcome to Big John's.
Yeah.
You went to Big John's
but it was
auto
close,
repair.
Right. Well, it was like that kind of place. But then I got the wrong filter. They gave me the wrong filter. I had to drive back. I'm like, y'all making me drive this vehicle way more than I want to. It was all good. I never felt bad about it. Yeah.
They said the logo is high price for low labor.
Man, high price. Yeah, it was. You still said like $50 and you ain't did nothing. But change the oil. You ain't even change the filter.
Oh, wow.
You don't even know where it's at. Well, you know, it's all right. They try to hustle.
Right. Hey.
So, well, like I say, Tori, you're doing a good work, man. Keep it up. I don't know the outcome of your story. Hopefully your research on that will happen Friday with the mother. Hopefully things is working out. I'll be listening today and see if you want to touch on that again, because people like that, and you know, I'm glad to see that there's mothers like that, because if there had been a mother like that in my issue, I would have went through what I went through, because he was also running around with guns several times, even before my case. It cut off his GPS monitor and never had any repercussions for that. So, I mean,
oh, wow.
If mothers would take responsibility and accountability for their children, like this mother Tina did, she touched my heart, because you know, there need to be more mothers like that in this world, you know, that won't let their kids just go out and do what they want to do, but they would get out there and intervene in their child's life. You know, 15 years old he was, that he, you know, they look for it. And the guy in my case was just about to turn 15. He's still 14 at the time. So if we have more parents that was concerned about their kids like that mother, and I pray that things will work out, you know, for her best interest for that whole situation, because she is one that is committed to her children. And that's awesome to see. And I wish we had more like that, that would be committed to them. Hopefully they have to go through the same thing, but they would be like that and be committed and responsible parents for their children.
All right. Well, with that being said, she needs prayer. A lot of these young people, they, you know, they're giving up. And we got to make sure that we do our part as a village. It takes a village, Minister Kevin, and it takes a dedicated village and a village that understands what's really going on and how to really take the approach to try to resolve it. And I'll tell you this, I just spoke to her today, and some of the organizations in the city are working. They called me. I gave them the information. They're working with him, or they're trying to work with her. And then tomorrow I'll be with him tomorrow before I come on the show. So we making progress.
That's awesome.
But we need that prayer. We need that Monday prayer, Truth Nation. I need y'all to stand on one accord today. I need y'all to lock in for the prayer so we can get on one accord. And we appreciate you, Miracle Minister Kevin, for doing this Monday prayer faithfully.
Amen. God bless you. Father God, we beseech you that you are here to cry as your people. So the ones that are needing your guidance, the ones that are needing your strength, you will be there for them. We have mothers who are very distraught, and they are concerned about the behaviors and the whereabouts of their children. They're reaching out for help in dealing with these issues and seeking the help that they so desperately need. But we know that our help comes from you, Lord. So at this very moment, we require your intervention for this family and many more just like it. And even for those that are out there advocating for their children and their siblings, their friends, and their neighbors, we need our land to be healed and for the evil one to be cast out from among us. Let your spirit rest, rule, and abide in our lives and in our homes daily. I speak life and life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
That's always my award-winning brother. Stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we're going to get into the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Look. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish they for me. Yeah, I don't cry no more. I don't look to the sky no more. Cause I got it on me. I got it on me. I got it on me. You can run up if you want.
What you talking about? Look, it's possible. Know me, kick two fours like I'm Kobe. As you riding or you hiding, if you sliding and you owe me. Run up, catch cold feet. Act tough to call police. I don't make friends, yeah, I make bids. Want some rape bids or some OG. This AR be my trophy. Shoot first, shoot back. Oh, none, boo back. Automatic with a woo clap. Shoot first, shoot back. Oh, none, boo back. Automatic with a woo clap.
Have mercy on me.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got a guest in the studio, Truth Nation. I met this man out at a resource fair, and we talked, and I told him to stop through. It's a job. He's looking for people to hire LaVance Chrysler,
yes.
Owner of Resilient Property Management. Reliant Property Management. That's why I need the flyer. He had these flyers that I saw, and he was talking about he need young men, he need people to come. He's hiring, and I wanted him to come on the show because you know how we feel about jobs, Truth Nation. We need to get these young people to work. So, LaVance, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. Explain what you're trying to do here.
I'm looking for people to work in the community. We work outside. We do landscaping. We do deliveries. We do hauling and illegal dump removal. We pretty much looking for people from 17 to 50 till they can work.
Right. And this is construction.
It's more so general labor. It's okay. Like cutting grass. It's like hauling dirt, picking up trash in the streets. We clean out the viaducts, the boulevards.
Okay.
So when you driving down like Sherman and Lisbon, in those boulevards, you might see our crew out there picking up trash and putting it in garbage bags.
That's what's up. Yeah. So they do pay people to do that?
Yes, they do.
So it'd be a whole bunch of trash piled up against the freeway gate.
Yes.
And that's, y'all got to, you know, hey, that's, we need that.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're helping to keep the community clean.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm all about keeping the community clean. I'm all about that. And the thing is, when we talk about jobs, you talking about the young people, they say it ain't no work out here. They say it ain't nothing to do. But you saying, hey.
We got work for you.
We got work out here. How many people y'all need? How many?
We need about 10 to 15 people right now.
10 to 15. Is there a number to call?
It's the number you can call, 414-841-1690, or you can email me at ReliantPM19@gmail.com.
And repeat that number one more time.
414-841-1690.
Now, I'll tell you this. It's about to get hot, and an idle mind is a devil's playhouse. You got to get these folks to work, and we definitely trying to tell you right now, when I get jobs in the studio, make sure y'all call these numbers. Make sure y'all call these people because they're hiring. And it's a good trade. It's a good skill for the young people to learn as well. And you train.
Yes, we train. So if they come in and don't know much about landscaping, cutting grass, we'll give them a walkthrough of how to work with the tools and exactly what they need to do to get the job done.
Now, is this through the city or this, how is this
working? This is actually through my company, which is Reliant Property Management, okay. But I have contracts through the city. I kind of sort of like work as a liaison between the city and nonprofit organizations. So nonprofit organizations use my company to access work for the city.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And so, once again, we got jobs. We got jobs. Can you repeat the information one more time? Because I think many times, when people tuning in, once again, we want to make sure that they got the right information. And do y'all have a website?
Yes, we do have a website. The website is ReliantPropertyManagementLLC.com. The email address is ReliantPM19@gmail.com. And the phone number is 414-841-1690.
And the hourly pay is what?
Hourly pay, depending on experience, we start off from $13 an hour to $20 an hour.
Okay, so depending on the experience, depending on, you know, what you're able to do, it varies.
It varies, yes.
Now, this is a good job for young people.
Yes.
And what was the age?
The age group is from like 14, I believe. The legal age to work is 14, or is it 15?
And Wisconsin, what is that, DJ Brother Z? 16? 15? 16? It was 16 when we was coming up. I think it was 16.
14.
But 15?
14.
14.
I thought it was 14.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I thought it was 14.
All right now. Look, all right. Well, 10 positions open.
Yes. And we can start as soon as next week, Monday.
Hey, and you training on the spot.
We training on the spot, and you get paid every 2 weeks.
Hey, look, if you got a young man right now sitting around the house with his fingers twiddling on the PlayStation controller, tell him we got a job for you. We got a job for you. And anything else that we didn't touch on that you want the community to know?
We just pretty much trying to help people find employment, teach them soft skills, teach them how to do some type of work that they can take on with them for the rest of their life. Cutting grass, you can do that from 14 till you 51 or can't work no more. So we not just working them, we teaching them.
And landscaping. Hey, like I said, I need to get these young men out there landscaping. So when, you know, I need some landscaping, I can, you know, tap in.
You know we got you.
That's what I'm
Your
talking about.
Your project is our priority.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Getting people connected directly with the resources. Once again, I thank you for coming in.
I appreciate you. Like I said,
it's one of those things where they say it ain't no jobs, but we just keep pushing the fact that there are jobs, and you gotta tap in. And what's the number one more time for those that are just tapping into the show?
The phone number to get in contact with me is 414-841-1690. My name is LaVance Chrysler. The company is Reliant Property Management. We work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Pay starting from $13 to $20 an hour, depending on your experience. And come join the team.
Powerful. All right. Thank you for stopping through.
Thank you for inviting me, sir.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back, we're out of Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Up with my girl last night, so I went to the club. Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love. If you know what I mean.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by your boy Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. I want to talk about the Wisconsin Broadcast Association Awards for the Pop Culture Report, because it went down. It went down this Saturday, and I'll tell you this. It was powerful. You know, I'll say this. Salute to GKB, The Truth, ESPN 94.5, 620 WTMJ. We represented last night. Salute to Benjamin, Carrie, Abdul, Ant-Man, and your boy Tory Lowe and Danielle. We were up in the building, and I'm gonna tell you, this was like the big times when it comes to radio, television, broadcasting in the state of Wisconsin. I'm talking about every station from all over the state is up in the building. And I think we're some of the first black broadcasters to consistently be in the mix. Cause what, this is my fourth time, and we've been on the air a little bit over 4 years now. This has been my fourth time. I've been nominated 11 times and won 5 first place awards. So this is just powerful to see. And I was up for best show, continuing coverage, and best significant community impact. And so off the top, they had the best radio show, and I came in second place. And I think it was the Maggie Dunn show. I'd never heard of it, but I felt a little shadored a little bit. I did feel like I got shadored. So, I felt like I got shadored with that one. But second place out of the state of Wisconsin, God bless. God is definitely good for whatever, you know. We in the mix of the best of the best. And so I got second place, large market news and talk radio, best radio show, second place. Then came the continuing coverage. Now, last year, I got continuing coverage, first place. I got a continuing coverage, first place award. I got a first place in continuing coverage. This year, I was up again for continuing coverage, and I got third place this year. I got first place and a third place continuing coverage award, which is powerful. I won that category. I really wanted to get the best show, because I have not been entered into that best show category since my first year, and I was just still trying to figure it out. But we got second place. Next year, you know, we'll be back at it. And then I got first place, best significant community impact. And this was the community impact idea that they were rewarding, was the community cleanup idea. And that was an original idea that I came up with before I even got on the radio. I always cleaned up. So that one I felt like was the most important one, because that is something that I try to do, is impact the community with what I'm trying to do. That's why when I do the call to actions, that's why I leave room open for families to come. This show was not built on celebrity. This show was not built on celebrities coming in, talking. This show was built on being about that action and doing the work and dealing with community. So I guess I got the best award for what I do, which is best significant community impact, first place. That's powerful. And I will definitely say that I appreciate everybody in Truth Nation. I appreciate everybody at GKB, everybody at The Truth. When I win, we all win, because everything I win is from the communities, from our actions and things that we're doing to help. So to me, we all win. When I win, we all win. It ain't no who better than what, what's doing what, because we all have to contribute to win.
Everybody eats.
Everybody eat, you know, and I appreciate it. You know, this represents, this award, this Community Impact Award, it represents everything we trying to do on the air right now. It's impact our community in a positive way, and I'm the best in the state of Wisconsin. Ooh! Come to impact of my community, and I was always that, you know, before this, but it's good to have something to go along with it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. You know what I mean? So salute to Truth Nation for tuning in. Salute to everybody that ever came out to a call to action. Salute to everybody that came out to a cleanup. We got the Walk Against Violence coming up. The Walk Against Violence is coming up. I want to say June 12th. Or is it July 12th? We're working on it. I'm gonna make sure I get the official date. But the Walk Against Violence is another thing that we got to do. We had a mom on the show last week talking about violence and trying to prevent it. And so I'll tell you this. This is why we have these things, because on a day-to-day basis, we working. But these things that we do as far as community to gather together are symbolic and to keep us on one accord and to keep us right in the middle of the action so we can respond well. And the symbolic gestures of the walk, the symbolic gestures of cleaning up, the symbolic gestures that we do is only to round out that this is what we do, to symbolize what we do. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. Also, we got a lot of people that hit me up over the weekend. The mother that came on the show on Friday that talked about her son, a lot of organizations started coming forward and trying to organize and try to help this mother, and salute to Credible Messenger. Somebody from Credible Messenger gave me a call. They said, Tori, we want to help this mother. Also, I got contacted, you know, by some other people, some other organizations. We got to make sure that we continue to be a resource for those in need. And many times when the doors close on us, when we're trying to seek help, it's a blessing to have a Tori Lowe show, because then I can put out a bigger yell, a bigger cry for help, and then more people that probably may not have known what was going on can come in and positively affect the situation. And that's what we can do. And that's why I say all these other people, they be talking, they be saying stuff, but no. We really be doing it. Somebody said, Double R said, I thought it was for radio, not podcast. I did too. I'm definitely writing a letter. I'm definitely writing a letter, Double R, because I thought it was for radio. I understand, but hey, we gonna keep it moving. I definitely felt like I got Shadored on the best show.
It's in the title, Best Radio.
That's what I'm saying.
Now that got me questioning.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey. But we, you know, God bless. God bless. It all works out. It all works out. But I'll tell you this. I'm definitely finna send an investigative entry just to make sure that I understand what the rules are.
You want a recount?
I not only want to recount, I want to make sure that I understand what's the qualifications. Because this is the best in the state. I want to make sure it's right. Hey, but we good, you know. We good over here. I'll tell you this. If you get nominated for the Wisconsin Broadcast Association, you're either in first, second, or third. You won, that you just don't know what place you in, and then you get there to find out if you're in first place, second or third place. But you're talking about the entire state of Wisconsin? Somebody from 5th and North Avenue that went to North Division High School, 53206. I'm in the best running for best ideas in the state. Count me in. Count me in. And I'm competing against state, not my brother down the street. You know how y'all do. You know y'all only competing with the brother down the street. I'm trying to compete with the world. I'm trying to show that we can compete with anybody in the country. We don't do the what they Discord among brothers on my show. We don't do the Discord. People, you know what they say about people that start Discord among the brethren. You know, for those that are the scholars, y'all know what that is. Y'all know what it say about people that love to promote Discord. We don't do that. If I win, Truth Nation win, everybody on this station win. If we get up there upstate and we win, everybody on the Truth win, everybody at GKB win. And to prove my point, we won for trying to get the community out for something I did since I started. I started activism cleaning up. So it makes sense because everybody took part in that. So we definitely won. We definitely came away big. And as the future, as we get into the future, oh, we're going to challenge more wars. But at the end of the day, we going together. What they say, birds of a feather flock together. So that means y'all got to be about that action to flock over this way. Hey, when we come back, we going to have more Pop Culture Report with Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Here we go. What it was. Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We bringing you the Pop Culture Report, Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. But during the break, we went into the WBA like rules for best radio show. And I'm just looking at the contest rules and I'm just trying to find out that do you have to have just a radio show or could you be a podcast? Because
I feel like podcasting should have a different category.
Okay, but so that means I didn't need all of this to try to compete, right? If you can just be at the crib, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if the show that won, the Maggie Dunn show, is on the radio. If anybody know if the Maggie Dunn show is a radio show or a podcast, I don't know. I never heard of it, but if that's the case, then let me know. I'm wanting to know. I mean, salute to her. Salute to her. But I didn't know that, you know, it says the best radio show, so I thought that you had to be on a frequency. Maybe she is on a frequency. Maybe we just don't know about it. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, hey, I want to know. If y'all out here, y'all familiar with it, you know, let me know. But other than that, T-Pain. Last week, we ended the week with T-Pain disgruntled with what happened with the Milwaukee Mile and his Wisconsin State Fear idea. And he blasted Wisconsin State Fair for the way they handled the situation. But video popped up of something like a brawl at a carnival Where was this carnival, DJ Brother Z? It was a carnival.
It was on the south side by the UMO Center.
Yeah, it was on the south side by the UMO Center. Now, this video been going viral where some young men were out there fighting at the carnival. And now they're using this situation to say that the Wisconsin State Fair people was probably right about what they did with the T-Pain situation. I'm saying this. I'm looking for police reports. I went and looked on the mainstream media, DJ Brother Z, to see if there was an article on this because.
Yeah, there's not.
It's nothing on this. And it's somebody in the background filming something. And okay, I'm not saying it was staged, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I ain't saying nothing, but. Okay, I'm looking on the mainstream news because this video going viral of some young people getting into it.
And you think that it would be.
Because you would thought somebody got arrested.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, is this real or fake? And let me see. Let me go see if there's an arrest or something that the police got involved. I'm looking, you know, because they was getting under a lot of heat. They was in a lot of hot water. Because T-Pain was going hard at him. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we're showing a video of these young people scrapping at what looks like a carnival event. And they said that this was outside UMOS. We got the video as we broadcast live. So I'm seeing this video. I'm like, wow, didn't T-Pain just say something and he was trying to say that if he did a carnival that some young people would show up and fight? Didn't he just say that last week? And all of a sudden this week, right after that, at this carnival, there's like a melee, somebody in the back recording it, and nobody got arrested. Nobody got arrested. No police report. And if it was, somebody sent it to me. If there is one, somebody sent it to me. So I don't know, because I know El Jerry Springer, they can make it look staged. On Jerry Springer, they had the bell and people made it look real, but it was all fake. Okay, here we go. Maggie Dunn Show. Somebody send me this. It's Civic Media. And I don't see like if it's like a dial to it, you know. That's all I'm saying. So somebody send me like where to turn to the station. That's what I'm asking for. Don't send me the clip of Google because we already got that. Send me like the dial so we can see what dial it's on. You was driving down the street in your car, what dial is it? That's what we're trying to figure out. I already got this information. We just trying to give her flowers, if that's the case. You know what I mean? Hey, and see what's, if, you know, I never, you know, I'm just trying to make sure. Because I felt like I got Shador a little bit. But then, like I said, God bless. But, okay, well, if it's a radio show, then that's powerful. But what I seen was kind of like some podcast looking stuff. It's called The Maggie Dunn Show. Maggie Dunn Show. And if anybody familiar with her show, call in and talk about it. You know, I want to know. I'm interested. We just want to make sure we good. You know, God bless. Anyway, hey, while y'all doing that, while y'all working on that, all I want to say is I don't know if that fight that was over the weekend that was going viral that people was pointing out to say that this is why T-Pain stuff got canceled. Because T-Pain said, what a gang member going to pay $50 to come to the carnival and fight? Well, I guess if this is real, then State Fair had a point. Sad, I would hate for it to sad to say. But I'm saying I don't see no police report. I don't see the news making no big deal about it. It's just a social media video, and they just walk off. Jerry. That's what it looked like to me. If not, somebody proved me wrong. Somebody showed me there was an incident report. I'm interested. I'm so interested right now, DJ Brothers. I think that you know this fight at the UMOS. I'm interested to see if there's police interaction with that, because you would think that somebody would have been like, y'all fighting up here. They would have got approached. Somebody could have, you know.
Yeah, there should have been some already there. There
should be some type of report. It was a hot topic. It was definitely a hot topic over the weekend.
Even more so why it should be in the actual news.
That's what I was looking for. Because they put everything else in the news. Motor Elephant says, Tory, if it was true, they would have never approved of it from the get-go. Yeah. Well, they did approve it, but then they lost. They came back around and took it back. I don't know. I'm just... You know, I'm here to ask questions, I guess. I'm here to ask questions. I ain't passing no judgment. I'm just from my observation. That's it. But look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.